Chapter 25 Endgame. I got up at 4 o'clock and decided to go to the house straight away before it got light. I dressed quickly and left the hotel quietly. It was 5 o'clock when I drove into the farmyard at Lepuech. The windows of the farmhouse were broken, and the farmyard was overgrown with weeds and tall grass. It was still dark. The path from the farm ran down steeply through the trees and bushes towards the village. It was a rocky path, formerly used by shepherds to bring the sheep down from the high fields to the village. Now it was unused and overgrown with bushes. I slowly made my way down the path, taking care not to make a noise. Every few minutes I stopped to listen. There was nothing. Just the wind in the leaves and the sound of the river far below. Just before the village, I stopped at a place overlooking the square. The village was in darkness. No one was around. I went down the path to the edge of the village and took one of the old roads towards my own house. There was still no sign of anything unusual. From the cover of some bushes, I could now see the dark shape of my own house. I made my way to the door of the tunnel under the road, opened it, and went in. The house was just as I had left it. I went up into the kitchen and opened the table drawer. The brown envelope with the CDs was there. I put it carefully away in my rucksack and went back down to the tunnel and out of the house. My mind was still upside down from the argument with Annie. I wanted to think clearly, to find a solution that she could accept, to find the right words to make her change her mind. I decided to take a quick walk down to the river. It would help to clear my head. There was no danger now. I had seen no one. It would be my last chance to see the river I love so much. I would never come back here. I walked quickly down the path towards the river. It was beginning to get light. The grey light that comes just before dawn.